Hi, this is the podcast on keyword versus subject searching. When you open a database, you will see that most databases show keyword search as the default or automatic search type. This is because the subject search type is not what you might expect it to be and might not give you a helpful result as you start your research. These are the differences between the two types of searches and how they can be made to work together to produce good results. The keyword search looks for words in any field within the database's records and uses natural language words describing your topic. You know, words that you are familiar with, not necessarily the jargon of the experts in the field. A keyword search will give you more results than a subject search, but the results might not be as precise as you want. This can be fixed, and I will tell you how in a minute. Unlike the keyword search, which looks at all fields, the subject search looks only in the subject index of the database for specific words assigned to the topic by experts in the subject or by database indexers. Using a subject search typically narrows a search. Here's how to get the two types of searches to work together to produce good results. Number one, begin with a keyword search for items of your topic. Be sure to put quotation marks around exact phrases. For example, quote, organic architecture, end quote. Number two, by clicking on the title of the article, open the records for the results that seem to match your topic the best. Each record will contain a list of the subject headings given to the article described in that record. These subject headings can help you construct a much more precise search, as in the following example. The beginning keyword search is, quote, curtain walls, end quote. The Avery database has nearly 300 records that have something to do with curtain walls. When I look into a couple of article records retrieved by this keyword search, I find some subject headings that get me closer to what I am looking for. I select one of them by clicking on it. The one I choose is curtain walls dash glass. I can click on it because all subject headings in the records are live links. This takes me to a list of subject headings chosen by the indexers. Some are very similar to the one I have chosen. The one I have chosen returns only 13 records, but all of them are about glass curtain walls, my exact topic. Remember, watch for spelling when doing keyword searches. Sometimes you find few results because you are finding only those results whose misspellings match your own. Here's a quick summary of how to make keyword searches and subject searches work for you. Start by doing a keyword search using familiar words or phrases describing your topic. Browse through your results list and choose two or three relevant results. Notice the subject in those relevant records and note the terms used. Click on one of those to get to articles with the same subject heading. Your results will be much more precise than those from your initial keyword search. For practice, create a couple of sample keyword searches of your own. Remember to enclose a phrase in quotation marks to keep the words together. Open the records by clicking on the title of an article and read the subject headings that are supplied for you. Some of them might surprise you, others will seem very natural. Whenever you search a database, get used to scanning through the subject headings in order to narrow your search to more precise articles. By doing this, you will become more familiar with the language of the database. The better you know the database, the more useful it will become, the faster you will be able to get to the results you need. And remember, when you search a database and you do not get the results you expect, ask a librarian for advice. Thanks for listening, and check back soon for additional podcasts in this series.